Hey, this is Johnny Stodge.
And Justin Fleming.
We're from Pegasus.
And you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Podcasting right here at section86.com.
86 Productions.
No, we're not going to fucking play Freebird, you dickweed. Get with it, man. And if you ask for Hootie and the Blowfish, you can get my size 13 fucking sneaker up your ass.
Hell yeah.
This is your Red Hot Lava roving reporter, Bob Hurst here. The Bootleg Asylum Radio Show is on every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at flapdaddy.com. If you can't listen live, you can download his show at section86.com every Tuesday. Howard plays the best in classic rock, metal, country, and blues. So check out the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live every Friday or download the show every Tuesday at section86.com.
I can feel it's time for me to be moving on. And the reason I know is 'cause all the good times. We keep getting further than closer day by day. And if you ever need someone to help you, don't ever call. Thank you. myself nearly cry. Being alone is a thing that's hard to do. When I'm lying here thinking of all the good times with my tears. You used to be my baby, but you quit loving me, dear. And now each time I stay awake till dawn, Lord, take my pain. My heart's been broke too long. I hope you're always happy, and that your soul stays free. If you ever need a pal, you can always count on me. So long till then, it's time to travel on. Lord, take my pain. My heart's been broke too long. The memories or Jack Daniels on your skin. And I don't know if I'm out of control, 'cause lately I've been scared.
and drinking alone. Will you pick up the gun, dear, and put me asleep? 'Cause I'm sleeping on misery and she's cutting me real deep. And I'm all alone.
Damn right. And Rebel Proud, the most recent release from Hank 3 Countrywise, that is, he has the brand new Ass Jack album out. If you're familiar with Hank 3 and the damn band and that whole Ass Jack set, you know what I'm talking about there. He's got the brand new, finally, after all these years, he's got his heavy metal record out under the Hank 3 Ass Jack. And that's out right now. But this came from Damn Right and Rebel Proud. Like I said, the most recent country release from Hank 3. And great song right there, Stoned and Alone. And right before that, I took two from the Straight to Hell album. Man, just a fantastic album right there. Nice double album. The first album was Straight Up Country, Done the Right Way, Hank 3 says. And yeah, the second album was Country, Done All the Wrong Way. But man, how good was that? Pretty good stuff right there. Take My Pain, which is actually a Wayne Hancock penned song. And man, you know, Hank always does great with Wayne Hancock songs. All through his career, he's helped play a lot of Wayne Hancock songs. Man, he's a big fan of Wayne's and pretty good friends. And man, what a great version of Wayne Hancock's Take My Pain. And started this night off here a while ago with Angel of Sin. Again, both of those are off the Hank 3 Straight to Hell album. And I hope you like some of that right there. One of the things that I like most about this Hank 3 is, those songs that I played, the Angel of Sin and the Stoned and Alone, is that the ever great Andy Gibson on steel guitar, man. He's got that whining, crying, teardrop falling steel guitar sound, man. And it's just fantastic. Kind of, you know, one of my favorite all time steel players, Andy Gibson is, along with the great Caton Roberts and, of course, Don Helms. And anyway, I hope you like that. And Andy Gibson, of course, he's played with Hank 3 on these albums. He's also played on JB Beverly and the Wayward Drifters albums, Bob Wayne and the Outlaw Carnies. Man, a long, long list. He's also done a project with the Honky Tonk Hustlers, and they got an album out last year called Hallways of the Always. And again, like I said, the great Andy Gibson, man, he can play it all. Dobro, mandolin, banjo, you know, he's just a master guitar. You know, anything with strings, basically, just about. And great Andy Gibson right there. And I hope you like some of that first set there from all from Hank 3. And just a good way to get my Friday night going. And hope you guys are all doing well. Welcome back to the Bootlegger Psalm Radio Show. I appreciate, as always, I always say this, appreciate you guys taking time to download my show as well as to listen live here Friday nights from 12 till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And man, Flap Daddy Chat is down again like it was last week. But man, me and Mike, host of LP Sides Only here at Flap Daddy, we rallied, and man, we found ourselves a nice chat board. So we got the chatters back on the board. It's good to see them back. And good deal right there. Don't forget the brand new section86.com. And they got new shows up there. New It Burns When I Pee. You got a new Creative Tragedy coming up too, I believe, before the new Vertebreaker. So a lot of good stuff over there at section86.com happening. And like I said here last week, we have a new sponsor over there, GoDaddy.com. And man, check them out, and they help support my show as well as the other shows here at section86.com. and you know, that's what we want to do, get the music out here. That's what my job is, and the rest of it is up to you, man. You find something you like, you know, support these bands, go to their MySpace, or you know, in Hank 3's, you can go to any of the record stores and get his music. But a lot of the bands like playing, like in this next set, you know, most of the bands in this next set, you're going to have to pretty much go to their MySpace or look them up online, but they're well worth it. And I'm going to get back into that right now. This band here is just a fantastic band, and the band's called Kill Van Kull, and this song here is called Out of the Blue Sky. We'll be right back.
yes, you're right. You left to join their fight. You made up your mind to kill them.
You have so many naive and simple ways. Well, like when you break up with a girl. It's a big deal. But where I'm from, we have a very simple and mature way of doing it. You just walk up to the girl and you say, I break with thee, I break with thee, I break with thee. And then you throw dog poop on her shoes. Then my brother and I, we go to the crazy swinging singles bar. And we look for the girls with the dog poop on their shoes.
I'm Daddy Rolling Stone. Daddy Rolling Stone. They call me Daddy. I'm the Daddy. I'm Daddy Rolling Stone. It's right, I'm the daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me daddy. I'm the daddy. I'm Daddy Rolling Stone. Girls call my friend Big John. He's big as he can be. Big John may be twice my size, but he don't know as much as me. I'm the daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me daddy. I'm the daddy. I'm Daddy Rolling Stone. Comes and I'm the daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me daddy. I'm the daddy. I'm Daddy Rolling Stone. I ain't known for drinking whiskey. I ain't known for drinking rye. No, no, I ain't known in your city. But you ain't hearing me by and by. I'm the daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me daddy. I'm the daddy. I'm Daddy Rolling Stone. We'll be right back.
this envision compels my soul to wear disguise. On my way to you, yeah. But frustration makes me say I'm in need of some. Preacher man made me confess him. He said, boy, it's a vicious kind of life that you live, like Judas of the old
called the Bloody Honkies, and man, what a great sound they have right there. Kind of reminds me of some older 70s style, early 70s style music right there. The song's called Messing Around, again, the Bloody Honkies, and of course the Great Blasters right before that, live track of theirs. It came off their Going Home DVD. Actually, I got the audio from that, and it's called Daddy Rolling Stone with the great Phil Elvin on vocals and rhythm guitar. Red River Revival, right before the Blasters, song they have out called End Time Blues. And good band right there, Red River Revival. Started this here set off with a band called Kill Van Kull and a song they got out called Out of the Blue Sky. Anyway, I hope you like some of that set right there. And again, thanks for tuning in tonight. Got the chat board up and running, and it's good to have the chatters back. Kind of missed them last week. It's kind of different when you have a radio show like this and you're used to having a chat board up there. It's kind of your connection to what's going on as the show unfolds. And, man, it was kind of like talking into the dark last week, man, but it's kind of cool to have the chat board back up and running. And if you happen to be listening on MySpace at all, you can, on my MySpace profile page, there's a right where the band members are on the left side of the upper part of the MySpace profile. There's a link to the chat board if you want to get on the chat right now and, man, just hang out and, suggest some music if you want, man. That's what it's all about. And, just try to get it out there. And matter of fact, getting some of the music out there, what I'm going to be doing here tonight, again, instead of playing a bootleg set, I got actually an album feature that I'm going to be playing. The band's out of Denison, Texas, and they're called the Texas Hippie Coalition. And man, what a great band they are. The lead singer has got to be quite the stage presence, man, because this guy is huge, Big Dad Rich. And man, he's got the great vocals there, and they got Randy Cooper on guitar, and man, I don't have a list of them all. I think Carl Lowe on drums, and just a great band. They got music available on CD Baby right now, so, you know, help support these bands if you find this music to your liking. And that's all I try to do, man. I try to get it out there. And then the rest is up to you if you like it or not, but go to the Texas Hippie Coalition, and they got a few songs that I'm going to be playing right now on their profile page. And there's also information on how you can get this album called Pride of Texas, and I'm going to be playing that in a minute. Then later on tonight, another artist sent me a couple CDs, actually, and I'm going to be playing three songs from that later on. It's Joseph Christ, and he's got an album out. I think it's his most recent release, called Hillbilly Motherfuckers, and I'm going to be playing a couple, three songs from that. He also has another album out, I believe. I'm not sure if it was last year or whatever, but it's Joseph Christ and the Backsliders. And anyway, he was nice enough to send me these two CDs, man, and it's really good stuff. I'm going to be playing, like I said, three from the Hillbilly Motherfucker album that Joseph Christ put out, and that's going to be later on, you know, toward the third part of the show, I guess. So look forward to that. But right now, like I said, what I'm going to do is get into this great album here called Pride of Texas, and the band is the Texas Hippie Coalition.
I came. Blood of the hippie. Oh,
This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show's All Request Friday Night at FlapDaddy.com.
She says she was leaving. Oh!
Yeah, a band straight out of Denison, Texas. That right there is the Texas Hippie Coalition and their album called Pride of Texas. And man, you got to see this guy on lead vocals. Big Dad Rich, man. Go to their MySpace and check them out, or maybe go to YouTube. They got a bunch of videos up there for Texas Hippie Coalition, and the whole band is just badass. Randy Cooper on guitar. I don't have the whole list. Carl Lowe on drums. John Exall, I believe, on bass. And of course, like I said, Big Dad Rich on vocals. And their music is available also on CD Baby. So, you know, help support these bands, man. And I hope you like something in that rather long set there from the Texas Hippie Coalition. I played the whole release, Pride of Texas. The last song I heard there was called River Bottom. Heard Closure, Crawlin', Leavin', Texas Tags, track number 5 called Drug Dealer, Troubled Times, track 4, and a song they've been getting airplay on the radio, and man, you can suggest them or request them on your local radio station, and they'd certainly appreciate that. Track number 3 called Pissed Off and Mad About It. Clenched Fist, track number 2, and I started off with track number 1 called No Shame. Again, the Texas Hippie Coalition, and check them out under MySpace, and they'd certainly appreciate that, I'm sure. And again, my job is over now. I played it, and if you like it, man, you know, help support these bands, and that's, you know, they need all the support they can get, because, man, how much better can you do being a heavy metal band like that? And, what, you know, what better music can you put out and not get the recognition that they deserve, man? It's just kind of sad, but I was happy to play this whole album, and I hope you found something on there you liked. And I want to give a shout out to Tommy Brewster. I've played her on a couple of my podcasts of recent, and she's been on the chat board with us for a while here, and I certainly appreciate Tommy's support. She's been blogging me on her, she's been putting me on MySpace, or excuse me, on, yeah, that's it, smoke some more pot and try to talk on the radio. She's been helping me out on Facebook and everywhere else, and I certainly appreciate Tommy Brewster's. You can go to TommyBrewster.com and check out some of her work, as well as go to her MySpace, and I don't have that right in front of me, sorry. But go to TommyBrewster.com. And also, I want to give a big shout out to Vivid One Photography and thank her. She's a good friend of Mark at Rock and Roll Report, and she's a big supporter of my show. She put me on her blog and put my podcast 44 on her MySpace. And you can go check out more from Vivid One Photography. She really does a lot with unsigned bands, and she's from the Florida area. So if you're maybe in the area, she loves working with unsigned bands, like I says, and does great work. You can check her work out at Vivid One Photography, or excuse me, you can check her work out at vividone.com and check out the great Vivid One Photography Rock Angel, and I certainly appreciate her help. And again, Rock Princess, she also is part of the Rock and Roll Report. And also, she's associated with Jamboni.com, and every couple of weeks she does a feature at Jamboni.com, and much respect to all these people. Eve's Underground as well. She's been a big supporter of my show. All of them have, and I certainly appreciate that for sure. And man, I wish someday I can pay them all back for the work that they've been and all the help they've been throwing my way. And it's, man, this is kind of overwhelming to me, I think, and I certainly appreciate it. And you know, my deal is just to get the music out there. And that's what they're trying to do too, you know, Sharon, the Rock Angel, she's trying to help these bands out, and working with unsigned bands, and you know, what more can you ask there? You know, someone of her talent wanting to help out bands, and that's pretty cool. And same with Rock Princess, she helps all kinds of unsigned bands and shows like myself. It's just incredible. Same with Eve's Underground, and Eve's a singer, by the way, as well. And so check out Eve's Underground and find out a little more information about her. And great Tommy Brewster. And, Tommy, I just sent a chat board. She put it up. If you want to check out more from Tommy Brewster, you can go to her MySpace at MySpace/TommySinga. That's S-I-N-G-A-H. Tommy's Singa. And check out more from Tommy Brewster. And I'm certainly pleased that she jumped on the chat board with us tonight. Kind of a small chat tonight. There's only 5 of us on here right now. So if you guys are listening, you know, hell, try out that link. I put a link up on MySpace, and I guess it was having troubles. And sorry about that, but Tommy managed to make it through, and man, that's kind of cool. Sorry about all the hassle, but the chat board at flapdaddy.com has been down for a couple weeks now, and I'm still broadcasting from flapdaddy.com, and of course I do all of my advertising on MySpace, but we got a new chat link up. It's on my MySpace right now on the top left side of the profile right where it says band members. There's a link to the chat if you want to try it. and maybe suggest a song. Got a little bit of the show left, maybe half an hour left, but right now what I'm going to get into is another set of music. Let's see, did I do this right? Yeah. This is a little bit of change from what we just heard right here. This was recorded in 1973 at a radio station, and this is the great Stevie Guitar Miller and the Steve Miller Band. So check this out, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com.
Hey, we'd like to do a tune right now for all you people laying out there in bed, getting high, drifting off into Monday. Yeah. Called, actually, it's a really... how can I put it without being offensive? It's a really good 1955 rock and roll tune called Mary Lou. Hit it, Dickie. Girl that make a fool of you, make a young man old and an old man vain. Way she took my money was a crying shame. Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring. Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain. She took the keys to my Cadillac car, jumped in my kitty and she drove afar. She left Detroit to go to Kalamazoo, made her a fortune out of fools like you. Stroked that cat until he flipped his lid. She took my watch and chain. Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring. She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jump in my kitty and she drove afar. Yeah. Detective on her trail. The post office tried to trace her through the mail. She got picked up and then was put in jail. Stroked the judge just to go her bail. Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring. Mary Lou, she really shakes that thing. She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jump in my kitty and she drove up far. To town about a week ago, told me she saw she'd hurt me so. I had a $55 and a $2 bill. When she took that Lord, it gave me a thrill. Oh, Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain. Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring. She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jump in my kitty and she drove afar. Yeah.
My
down to bass, Mr. Gerald Johnson. On the drums, Mr. John King. Thank you.
over yonder wall. Hand me down my walking cane. Got myself a woman, and yonder comes your man.
Thing right now that we have to do because we got a request for it, and besides that, it's just that time. So roll up your shirt sleeves, pull up your collars, put your sunglasses on, baby. I know it's 11:30, but do it anyway. When I'm out cruising in my Eldorado Cadillac, I happen to stop up at the 7-Eleven to get some Twinkies or something, you know. I'm bound to run into some little girl out there that just says, "You don't look like no gangster to me, man." That's when I gotta pull up my collar, put on my shades, and get down fast. Say, "Come here, baby." I hit him with one of these. I just look at him, my baby blue eyes, and I go. Twinkies and then get in the car. Yeah. Frank James, Jesse James, Billy Kid and all the rest. Supposed to be some bad cats who out the west. If those cats could dug in my gangs and ways, they would have hung up their guns, child, and dug it to their graves. I'm the gangster. Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 or 30 and put them all in a freight. It was $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Sheriff said, "Is your name Stevie Guitar Miller?" in a very deep voice. And I said, "Yes, sir, brother sheriff. And that's your wife in the back of my horse. I'm a gangster, man. Gangster love. I'm a gangster, yeah. Gangster love. Whoa. Oh, yeah. Look out. Gangsta.
Yeah, recorded in 1973 at a radio station, I believe, in California. I believe it was KAN radio station. I don't have the list in front of me. I really should have, but that was the great Stevie Guitar Miller in the Steve Miller Band, of course, 1973, and a great radio set live in the studio right there. And I hope you like some of that Steve Miller Band right there. Like I said, I've been trying to mix up the music tonight. I get a few different kind of genres of music, and that right there was some pretty great stuff. And great bass player, all around great solid band right there, the Steve Miller Band, like I said, 1973, and I hope you like that. Hey everybody, remember that GoDaddy.com is a new sponsor at section86.com, and we want to support them as much as we can, and they keep section86.com going, and section86.com keeps me going, and that's what I'm into right now, keeping these shows going and this getting this kind of music out there. You know, I like mixing some of the, this wasn't officially released, this is actually a bootleg from the radio, but what I like doing is mixing some officially released music along with some unsigned bands that you find on MySpace or anywhere else actually, and just to show you how good they stack up next to each other. And it's just a damn shame that some of these bands don't get more respect than they do. And like I say, as I always say, that's just a damn shame. And all I try to do is get the music out there. Been getting a lot of downloads, but the funny thing about that is my download numbers have been really good, but I really don't get a lot of comments on my page at MySpace at all about the bands that have been on the show or not. And I find that kind of odd. Obviously people are coming back and downloading my show and listening to it, maybe on my MySpace, but I just wish I would be getting more comments. And that's what the bands like, man. A lot of them will message me back and ask me what kind of comments they got after I played their music. And, you know, although, like I said, my download numbers for these shows are really good, and I just don't get that many comments about the bands played at all, and I just find that kind of strange. So, you know, help support these bands, and they would certainly appreciate it. And all I do is try to play it, and like I always say, the rest is up to you, and, you know, that's what it's about. What I'm going to do now is get into a set of music that was sent to me. Actually, I got it last week, and I'm just now getting a chance to play it. It's Joseph Christ. And you can check him out on his MySpace at, let's see what I got it written down here. It's Joseph Christ 7777, I believe. And you got Joseph on guitar and vocals. And on a couple songs here, he's going to, well, actually on one song I'm going to be playing, he's got the help of Slack Eyed Slim and Slate Dump helping him on one of these tracks I'm going to play. But right now I'm going to be playing three tracks from an album he sent me called Hellbilly Motherfucker. And he also sent me another disc that he put out maybe last year. I'd have to get back a hold of him and ask him. But it's Joseph Christ and the Backsliders. And they're basically both EPs. And they're really good. And I think you're going to find that out for yourself right now. So anyway, I'll get back to you on the other side of these. This is Hellbilly Motherfucker. And the artist is Joseph Christ. Right here on the Bootleg Asylum radio show.
Tell us we can't make shine. They try.
Be damned. That thing caught me off guard. That's a fast stop right there. Man, Joseph Christ right there. With the help of Slack Eyed Slim and Slate Dump on that particular song. The song is called Praise That Lord. And we heard a track called Living in Hell right before that. And started off with the title track of the album, Hellbilly Motherfucker. And of course, again, like I said, that's Joseph Christ. And go to his MySpace. And you can get these albums. He's got two of them up there available. You got this brand new one, Hellbilly Motherfucker by Joseph Christ. And you got Joseph Christ and the Backsliders on his MySpace right now. And check that out at /JosephChrist7777. And find out more from this great artist. And I hope you like some of that right there. I know Tommy Brewster, she's an artist that's been on my show. I've entered a couple of my shows with her, recent shows. And she's been on the chat board all night. And she's really been digging on this Joseph Christ, and I'm glad of that, man. Lots of unknown bands out there. It's just, you really, you know, you got to hear it to find out if you like it or not. And man, isn't that the way it is? And man, that's what I try to do here at the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. Get the music out there, and we'll see what happens from there. Anyway, goddamn, show's running over for tonight. Again, I want to remind everybody about GoDaddy.com. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99 plus. World-class hosting, fast and easy web building services, and much more. And if you enter the code POD149, when you check out, you can save an additional 10% on your web hosting and get a piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Hey, that sounded kind of like an ad, didn't it? Well, I got this piece of paper here that they sent us from GoDaddy.com, and they wanted us to read this off at least once during each show that is on Section86.com. That kind of sucks in a way. Hate doing commercials, but man, they're sure helping us out, and that's what we want you guys to do too, man. You know, keep this music going and keep these podcasts out there. And, you know, many thanks to, like I said, everybody who's been hanging out, recording my show, and are downloading it, listening to it. And, again, thanks to Tommy Brewster. Go to TommyBrewster.com and check out more from her. And, again, Vivid1.com and check out more from Vivid One Photography. She likes to, she helps a lot of unsigned bands and takes pictures and, she's got a lot more going on than that, man. But check her out at vivid1.com, as well as The Rock Princess, and over at Rock and Roll Report and jamboni.com. And again, she helps out tons of unsigned artists, and that's what it's all about. As well as Eve's Underground and everybody. LP Sides Only, he's on every Friday and Thursday night from 9 p.m. until midnight Eastern time, right before my show comes up. And I really appreciate Mike's show, and it's he put on one hell of a show tonight before mine, and good to have him back on the chat as well. And man, if you were listening to some of that Joseph Christ, and I think Hey Bailin Music, I think is what Helderado was calling it. And Tommy liked that, man. Hey Bailin Music. Sounds about right. And not only were they bailing hay, they were probably bailing some hydroponics. That was my keyword for tonight. And that was kind of a lame way to get the hydroponics in there, but I did it. Anyway, Joseph Christ, yeah, I'm sure he knows a little bit about hydroponics. But check out Lefty X's show at flapdaddy.com every Friday night and Thursday night from 9 p.m. until midnight Eastern time. And as well as, see, there's a show called The Rat on Tuesdays with your host, Tap Rat. And he puts on a good show from 7 till 9 p.m. Central time every Tuesday. So that's just a couple shows on flapdaddy.com. And like I said, my show is going to be running over. I got a couple artists here I'm going to play to end the show with. And I hope you like some of this. The first is, I'm going to play this for Tommy Brewster. And I don't think she's heard of J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters before. And she might like this a lot. It's a demo version of the song Wayward Drifter that was sent to me a while ago. And it's my favorite version of that song. It's went through a few transformations, but this is my very favorite version of the song Wayward Drifter from the band J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters. And then I'm also going to be playing requested Shadow Realm. I played them last week. I'm going to play another song called Perseverance. And many thanks to the Shadow Realm Street Team for helping me out and turning me onto this band. So anyway, those are the two bands that are going to be ending my show tonight. And it's been quite a night. Kind of fucked up here and there like I always do. It wouldn't be the Bootlegger Song Radio Show if I didn't fuck something up before the night was over. But, you know, you got to have something to look forward to. And I certainly do every fucking week. So sorry if I screwed up some of these bands and some of the information on some of them. But I try to do what I can. Anyway, that's pretty much my show for tonight. I'm going to leave you with these two artists here that I just talked about. And I guess hope to see you next Friday night right here. And if you get a chance, go onto my MySpace profile and click on the chat board and join the chat with us and request tunes, man. That's what it's all about. So you guys have yourself a good week. And like I said, I hope to see you here next week. And this first song here is going to be J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters. And then I'm going to end it with the band Shadow Realm. So again, talk to you guys later and have a good week.
If it's real country music you want, then I guess it's real country music you get. J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters.
Yeah, the wind is whipping through the trees like a train in this old town. Now that everybody is gone, that party. Shine. I can't see the stars. I got nothing to think about except this broken heart. Yeah, the one I love's gone away, 'cause she could not be true. And so I packed some things, took off that ring, put on them walking shoes. I headed out the door like I'd done before, this time with a plan. I'm gonna pick some tunes by the light of the moon, just roaming around this land. And I'll be that wayward drifter walking down the railroad tracks. Yeah, if I get gone, rambling on and I. Yards with the soul guitar, I'm heading to your town. And I'll sing you a song, play all night long, but I can't stick around. Always stay, change my
hopping on these old trains. Cause with the six string and without that ring, I ain't got no complaints. I love to spend another night with every one of you, but I love the that wayward drifter walking down the railroad tracks. Lord, if I get gone, I'm rambling on. I might not make it back. So from the switch yard with the soul guitar, I'm